As of midnight last night, South Australia has reopened its border with New South Wales. It's welcome news for the outback community of Broken Hill, which has been plunged into further isolation this year with the closure of both the South Australian and Victorian borders. Daria Turley is the mayor of Broken Hill. A very good morning to you.
Good morning, Hamish.
How is this news being welcomed in Broken Hill? Because the geography is important. You're much closer to Adelaide than you are to Sydney, even though you're in New South Wales.
Exactly. And in fact, it's 1,300 kilometres to go to Sydney and 550, which is nothing, you know, if you live in the outback, to go to Adelaide. All our health referrals are to Adelaide. Most of our kids go to education, go to uni in Adelaide. And our families are in Adelaide. So the news was welcome with champagne in the streets, basically.
Really?
Yeah. It was happy days everywhere. As soon as I got the call, I had to put a pause on the phone and go out and scream it out in the corridor, and everybody was cheering.
I understand you had been talking to the South Australian police about trying to make arrangements should there be ongoing border closure, because this has actually caused a lot of problems, hasn't it?
Yeah, look, during the lockdown, it was really hard to actually talk to the police commissioner or his team. So I wrote love letters every Friday and gave stories about how it was affecting people. You know, telling the stories, you know, every week I'd choose a different story that someone would ring me about and their problems of accessing, particularly healthcare, which was our biggest problem. And but my formal meeting will be this Friday, and we'll be talking about what happens next, because nobody should have to go through this in this day and age. It was a pandemic, but we need to make things easier for people, particularly accessing healthcare.
A lot of people, a lot of families separated during this time. I think, as I understand, a lot of people send their kids to school in South Australia, so they've just left them there for fairly prolonged periods. Is there going to be a rush of people heading to South Australia, heading down to Adelaide?
I would imagine the South Australia, because you still have to register online to go. So, you know, it's kind of like you get your border pass. But I could imagine the system would have crashed yesterday. Some people hadn't seen their children or their adult children since, or even their other children, because families sometimes have different ways, since February. Since the pandemic started. Others had issues. One family shared with me that they took their daughter down to university. She got sick, but because she was 18, they couldn't get a pass to be there to help her during her really bad illness. It was to do with liver. And so it's been horrendous for families to see each other. So I know that people are getting online straight away to register to go down. And mainly the question now is, have you been to Victoria?
Okay. How has Broken Hill been faring during this time? I suppose it's a sign of the times, but I reckon I've had more people suggest a trip to Broken Hill than I've ever heard in recent weeks. It seems to be the flavour of the month.
Well, Hamish, any of your team want to come, or yourself, come on over, a friend. People are travelling out here at the moment. People who normally go overseas are actually saying, I've always wanted to go to Broken Hill, I've always wanted to go to the outback, and they're staying longer and they're going exploring around the area, including going up to Menindee Lakes and White Cliffs, Silverton. So they're coming out. We just have to do things a bit differently. You know, we need to adapt to this pandemic and to this virus. And, you know, you could see it in the streets. Our businesses are very COVID friendly and, you know, applying to all the rules, and they just love it when visitors do as well. But, you know, it is the land of the, I think it's the only Australian drag queen festival. Maybe it's the only drag queen festival in the world. And I worry, you know.
This is the Broken Hill Festival, is it?
Yeah, this is the Broken Hill Festival. It was postponed this year. It'll be back next year. They had a mini version. But, you know, things will change for every festival and event. And it's us as a public that has to adapt. And we'll get by. We've changed for many things in our lives, and this will be one of them.
I read in my briefing notes for this interview that there's a disappointed local drag queen called Shalita Buffet. How's she coping?
Well, she'll never get to a buffet again. She may lose weight, so we're really worried about her and taking special care of her because she's our star drag queen in Broken Hills. So, and if you have a name like Shalita Buffet and you can't get to a buffet anymore, or someone will be handing you the food, it's but she'll adapt and we'll see how she goes. I'm sure people are providing some food supply to keep that beautiful waistline going.
Daria Turley, it's been a delight to talk to you this morning. A huge hello to everyone in Broken Hill. Thanks very much. And hopefully we can all get there for a visit sometime soon.
Thank you, Hamish.
Daria Turley is the Mayor of Broken Hill. Good to have a bit of good news this morning.